Washing Our Worries Onto Others by Sam Illingworth. The blushing sun conceals a dirty secret. So in our quest for beauty, we shield our glowing frames from its spiteful rays, basting our bodies like pigs in blankets of congealed and aromatic fat. Whilst roasting in our tins of solar opulence, thermodynamics indicates that we are now hotter than we once were, and so greasily we slide beneath the cooling waters like a living slick of oil. As we bathe in our ocean's translucent hues, our unctuous skin begins to leak. Its discharge slithers towards the floor and is greedily gobbled up by unassuming guests. Gardens of rock, which grow fat on the offcuts that we so graciously throw down from our cornucopia of mutually exclusive preservation. This science poem is inspired by recent research which has found that chemicals in sunscreen might contribute towards the decline of coral reefs. Although sunscreen is critical for preventing sunburns and skin cancer, some of its ingredients are harmful to ocean-dwelling creatures, including coral. Yet every year, up to 14,000 tons of sunscreen end up in the world's oceans. Two chemicals that are used in sunscreen, oxobenzene and octinate, which are well known to harm coral, have now been banned by certain countries, but other ingredients are likely also to be having a detrimental effect. This new research has focused on the effects of oxoxyreline, OC, another of the chemical substances that are widely found in sunscreens. By exposing coral to OC at various concentrations, the researchers have found that the coral is sensitive to the compound at concentrations that exceed 50 micrograms of OC per litre of seawater. This research has also found that because of the way that corals react with OC, converting it into fatty acids, current estimates for the concentration levels of OC in our oceans might have been severely underestimated.